We continue looking at the events surrounding the Battle of the Trenches and the particular aspect where the Munafiqeen had displayed various tricks and excuses. These were the hypocrites who had showed their ugly face at this particular point, making different excuses, assuming that these people were in the city and an enemy had to rush upon them and ask them to leave Islam, which these people have apparently chosen, or they asked them to fight the Muslims. They would come out immediately to support the demands. That is what Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَوْ دُخِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَقْطَارِهَا ثُمَّ سُئِلُوا الْفِتْنَةَ لَأَتَوْهَا وَمَا تَلَبَّثُوا بِهَا إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. They would not delay in anything in this regard. Despite that, before this, وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهِ, before this they had made a covenant with Allah, they would not turn their backs. وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا, and they would be questioned about their covenant with Allah. So there have been certain warnings about them, and they feared death, and Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds them that there's no need to fear death because it will come at its appointed time. لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ. Taking flight will not benefit you if you flee from death or killing. وَإِذَا لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you will then enjoy only a few days of life. Meaning, every person will die when his time has expired. And this will occur at a specific time, whether in battle or not. Therefore, death cannot be averted by deserting the battlefield. In any event, if Allah wishes to destroy a person, none can stop him. Therefore, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, who can protect you from Allah? إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوءًا, whether Allah intends evil, أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمًا, who intends good for you, who can save your life? وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَّ وَلَا نَصِيرًا, they will not find for themselves apart from Allah any protector or helper. When Allah has ordained a particular time for you, nothing can save you from that. No power can stop the might of Allah. Neither can any plot or strategy be of any avail against Allah. A person ought to place himself in the trust of Allah alone and seek the pleasure of Allah alone. As for the evil, good, hardship, prosperity of this world, you will experience that anyway. So there is no running away from that. And as a further warning to those who attempt to dissuade others from jihad, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ. Certainly Allah has perfect knowledge of those amongst you who present obstacles, and those who say to their brothers, هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا, come to us. Come to us, halumma ilayna, wala ya'tuna al-ba'sa illa qalila. And they do not participate in battle, but seldom. So there is a report that a sincere sahabi met his munafiq stepbrother during the battle. His brother was busy eating roasted meat and drinking a sweet drink made of dates. And the sincere Muslim asked him, you are here while Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the midst of the spears and the arrows. And his brother said, come and join me. You people are besieged to the extent you cannot resist. And the sincere Muslim said, you are a liar by Allah. I shall definitely inform Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of what you said. And when he reported the matter to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Jibreel appeared with a revelation that Allah Rabbul Izzah has perfect knowledge of those who present obstacles and those who say to their brothers, come to us. And there's also a report that a Jew sent a message to the Munafiqeen saying, why do you destroy yourselves by aligning with Abu Sufyan and his people? If they ever have the upper hand over you, they will not spare you. We pity you people. You rather join ranks with us because we are your brothers, because we are residents of the same town. And under the influence of this Jewish person, Abdullah bin Ubay and other Munafiqeen attempted to dissuade the Muslims from fighting, and they told them that they were fighting a losing battle. What's the use? It's a losing battle. And that the Jews had the upper hand because Abu Sufyan and the Meccans would not spare them. And upon hearing this, Muslims will further strengthen their resolve. Allah Rabbul Izzah had outlined to them, and Allah Rabbul Izzah increased their strength. Ashihatan alaykum, they resent helping you. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they resent helping you, meaning they resent helping the Muslims, and are miserly when it comes to giving any type of humanitarian aid. When it's the time for booty, then these munafiqeen are so desirous, they want to be there right in the front. They want to get their full share. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفُ رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ كَالَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَوْتِ Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and then when the danger comes, you see them staring at you and their eyes rolling like the one upon whom the stupefaction of death descends. أَشِحَّةً عَلَيْكُمْ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ And once the danger has passed, سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ Then they assail you, they attack you with sharp tongues. أَشِحَّةً خَيْرٍ Desirous and demanding booty. That is their condition. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَأَحْبَتَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ They did not believe, so Allah has destroyed their deeds. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا And that is very, very easy for Allah Rabbul Izzah. That is very easy for Allah Rabbul Izzah. So the deeds of the unbelievers, since they did not believe in Allah, has no value and it is not acceptable when the deeds go in vain because it is not coupled with iman, which is the basis of all good deeds. يَحْسَبُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا They think that the confederates, the various alliances that had come of the unbelievers had not gone away. That is what the munafiqeen had in their mind. وَيَأْتِ الْأَحْزَابُ And if the confederates should come, يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ They wish they had went outside from into the villages. يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ Inquiring about you. Meaning that they wish they weren't here to be in the thick of things. Just a distance away, just finding out what's happening. وَلَوْ كَانُوا فِيكُمْ And if they were here among you, مَا قَاتَلُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا They would fight very, very little. They would not participate in the thick of the battle. So this is the condition of the munafiqeen that was really came to the fore and showed its true colors towards the end part of the Muslimin existence in or the life of the Prophet ﷺ in Madinatul Munawwara, when you add this group that emerged trying to curry favor with the Muslims, yet on the other hand betraying and abandoning the Muslims. And that is the quality of the munafiq, that when you need a person the most, then the person is not there to support you.